From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Bush administration rolled out a new plan today for studying climate change. Administration officials say the 10-year effort will help determine whether and how much human activity, such as burning coal and oil, contributes to global warming. For many in the environmental movement, as well as in the state houses around the country, the evidence is already clear. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
The Bush administration's climate change strategic plan might be described as a big tent. There are lots of scientists in the federal government already studying things that affect climate, but according to James Mahoney, the administration's top climate change scientist, they need to be marshaled together under one roof.
I would argue that much of the research conducted by the United States and other, and sponsored by other nations as well, has been by its nature diffuse.
The strategic plan announced today is supposed to make the scientific research less diffuse and to come up with clearer answers on what's causing warming. Scientists from 13 federal agencies that spend over $4 billion a year on climate-related research will coordinate their work. The plan would also spring for $103 million for new efforts to observe the Earth and its atmosphere. An earlier version of the plan got a pasting from the National Academy of Sciences, the nation's top scientific think tank, mostly for not being specific enough. Administration officials say they've fixed that, though the Academy has yet to pass judgment on it. Mahoney says the research plan should lead to new technologies that might curb global warming.
They will take massive investment. We're moving quickly down that road. But we need the science to help keep us best guided, because these are very big bets. A wrong bet can cost a great deal and slow us down in our progress in these areas.
Environmental groups have watched the progress of the Bush research plan with skepticism. The polished-up version does not impress Dan Lashoff, a scientist at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Why is the White House trying to make such a big deal out of a research plan? I think the answer to that is they want to distract attention from the fact that they don't have a plan to reduce the pollution that causes global warming.
Bush does have a goal for reducing earth-warming greenhouse gases from industry and autos, but it's voluntary. Many environmental groups say that's not tough enough, and a far cry from what the rest of the industrialized world is doing. Lashoff also says that when scientists and policymakers in the administration disagree on the evidence of global warming, the policymakers win. In fact, a recent State of the Environment report from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency was rewritten to remove a section on global warming. The reason, according to former EPA Administrator Christine Todd Whitman, was that officials couldn't get a consensus on what to say about warming. There is consensus among some state governments, however.
I personally think the science is more than conclusive enough that we should be very worried about this and need to begin to act.
Doug Foy is in charge of energy and the environment for the state of Massachusetts. That state is one of several in the Northeast joining an initiative started by New York to voluntarily curb emissions of greenhouse gases. Others are following suit. Next week, U.S. Senators John McCain and Joseph Lieberman are expected to introduce a measure in Congress to adopt mandatory limits on greenhouse gases. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.